Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast, and we back with another special guest. We got Rube from the Burrows and Girls Club. Welcome to the set.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming by. How you been, man?
Been crazy, man, at home. I've just had my second kid, man.
Congratulations.
Been a little crazy at home. Work, we're getting into the last month of the year, man. Mm-hmm. Got a couple big things we're going to talk about going on, plus our big event coming up. So it's just been crazy at home and at work, but all good crazies.
That's what's up, man. Finding a good balance, a work-home balance, man. That's the key to a happy life. So what is it? What you do? What is your title? And like, what is it you actually do for the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, so I'm the Vice President of Resource Development and Communications for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Kentuckiana here in Louisville. And my job is to go out, create partnerships, fund our mission, raise the money, create unique partnerships to help our kids out. And everything is the goal just to support the mission, which is to inspire and enable all young people, especially those in most need of our services, to reach their full potential as caring, productive, and responsible citizens.
That's what's up, man. And that's what it's all about. So, like, when you say you, like what are some ways that you offer help or to the children?
Yeah. So we offer opportunities for young people in three categories: academic success, good character and leaderships, and healthy lifestyles. Mm-hmm. So everything we do falls within those three categories. That could be on the academic side, helping with tutoring, helping with homework, all those things, giving extra credit opportunities, summer learning loss, summer reading programs, all those things. Then we get into our healthy lifestyles, right? We've got our gyms, we've got our basketball programs, we do running clubs, all those things just to help kids stay healthy, along with making good decisions, right? We talked about staying away from drugs, mm-hmm. making good relationships, et cetera. And then we get into our good character leadership. And that's where we start talking to our kids about what does it mean to give back to your community? And what does it mean to be a good leader? And how do you take those leadership skills into being future ready for your job? And so we really start when they're young, mold them ready to be future ready and job ready by the time they leave the club.
Okay. And what's when you say you mold them, like, what's the minimum? Like, what's the, like, what age do you try to start, you know?
Yeah, we start as young as 6 years old, uh-huh. and they're with us all the way through high school.
Okay. That's a good age, too. I think, yeah. I ain't going to say ruined by high school, but if you can get them early, you know, get them, you know, mold them in, because a positive, you know, because a lot of people, a lot of, especially younger black children, they ain't got a lot of, you know, positive male role models. And like, and the Boys and Girls Club growing up, that was a, you know, a place you can, you know, safe place for children, a positive place. So do you deal with the Parkland Boys and Club any? Do you?
Yeah. So we have six Boys and Girls Club locations right now in Louisville. We have our four what we call traditional clubs, mm-hmm. and we have three of them in the West End. So we got Parkland, Shawnee, and California in the West End, and then we got the Newburgh Club. And then we just opened here 2 weeks ago two school-based sites. So we're now at Englehart Elementary and Breckenridge Franklin Elementary. So that takes us from four sites to six sites this year.
Oh, really? What do you mean by school-based? Like, is it like a
satellite? Yeah. So we use their cafeterias, their gyms, a couple classrooms, and they walk right down the hallway after school and come to the programming. You know, with JCPS, there's a lot of transportation issues right now, busing issues, mm-hmm. a lot going on, right? And so we figured out how can we take our program to the kids, take it on the road. Mm-hmm. And so we were in talks with JCPS, and they identified some schools that didn't have some after school programming where they felt the young people and the families could benefit. And so we said, let's just take our clubs there.
That's amazing right there. You say it's Englewood and Weather School?
Englehart and Breckenridge Franklin.
Oh, okay. That's dope. So if your kids are in those schools, man, go holler at my mans and get them in the good program. But this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I need you to go to our website, bigandlazy.com. Go to our subscription service. bonus content, extra content, unreleased content. You see it right there on the screen. But this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. So give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch.
Oh, man. Good to eat. Mm-hmm. Man, hey, Veronica's in town, man. You guys, Veronica's in town?
Oh, the Bria place?
Oh, the Bria. Yeah. I heard it's pretty good. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's real good. So if I have people come into town, I'm like, let's go. We'll grab some Bria. We'll grab some margaritas, and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
I've never had an unhappy person go with me to Veronica's here in town. And there's something good to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's tough. I was actually just watching Peyton Manning produced a show called The King of Collectibles on Netflix.
Really?
And it's with a gentleman called King Golden, who owns a auction company. And they auction off things like, they auctioned off the Michael Jordan flu game shoes.
Really?
The flu game shoes, yeah. Jerseys, Jackie Robinson game-worn jerseys, all these unique things. And so they go find them, then they auction them off. And being just kind of a guy who enjoys sports and kind of that history, I was drawn in right away when they had the Jackie Robinson game-worn jersey, which is like rare as all get out.
Right. So this is Peyton Manning produced. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the executive producer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to check that out, man. I'm a sports person myself. And what was it? 100,000? What was it for them flu games? It was something crazy.
Because
I think he just sold some.
Yeah, 3 million or something. Yeah, for the flu games.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they just put on the show, and again, it's about 2 years late.
Yeah.
But a Honus Wagner baseball card that, I mean, it's probably $25 million.
Oh wow!
Right, so I mean, they find the unique stuff, some obscure stuff too. Someone tried to give them washcloths that Michael Jackson used on tour when he was in Poland, and they're like, how do we even know? They could use washcloths from anybody,
right?
But if you want to watch something and you're into, you know, sports memorabilia or memorabilia auctioning, trading, selling, and whatnot, that's a good show to watch. Super easy too, 30 minutes in and out.
All right, so if you could, I mean, if you wanted to see somebody on here, but you got to be able to make a phone call to get them on here or text, who you think would it be? Who would you like to see on the set?
Oh man, that's a good one. If I had to make a call to get someone on the podcast.
Do,
you know, I think like a Nicole Yates would be good. I don't know if you have Nicole on the podcast before.
I haven't heard.
No. So Nicole Yates is Molina Healthcare, and they do a lot in the community. They're one of our big partners as well. But they do a lot in the community, uplifting everyone, you know, from the West End to the East End, just making sure everyone has opportunities. But she's involved in a lot, not just from her work side, but her personal side, making sure that Louisville is making sure that Louisville is doing what they need to be doing.
Okay, that's dope. We gotta get on here. So how'd you get started in with the Boys and Girls Club? What made you want to?
Man, my story goes back to when I was a chunky 9-year-old kid, man, roaming the streets of Northwest Indiana, just outside Chicago, and man, we just wanted a place to go play and have fun. And one of my best friends came up to me, Eric, and he said, "Hey, my mom's the front desk lady at the new Boys and Girls Club where I lived in government housing." Mm-hmm. So we lived in the projects, and the Boys and Girls Club came into our projects community, and they took a duplex and they tore the walls out in the middle, and they put some pool tables in one room, some video games in another room, some board games in another room. And that was our Boys and Girls Club. That was my first experience to Boys and Girls Clubs. Mm-hmm. And it was right within our housing project. So we could just walk right there. We didn't have to get on a bus and go anywhere. We didn't have to do anything like that. And our gym was actually my elementary school gym. So we would just walk 2 blocks to our elementary school and go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, "You got to come, man, check it out." So I went there, checked in with his mom and said, "Okay, you get a day pass. You check it out for a day." I was there for like 5 minutes. I'm like, "Dude, I got to come back tomorrow. Like, what do I got to do?"
Right.
And it was $5.
Uh-huh.
And so we went and did everything we could to scrounge up $5 to get our membership so I can go back, because it was $5 for the whole year. But I remember, man, being like, this place is awesome. There were adults there that you could just sit down and talk to. And they weren't your parents, right?
Right.
Because I don't care who you are. Like, talking to your parents at like 8, 9, 10 years, like sometimes like, "Leave me alone, parents," right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have someone else you can go and just have a conversation with. And the adults at the Boys and Girls Club were just, I could sit there, talk to them, relate with them, play games with them. They'd listen. They'd feed me because, you know, you heard I said I was chunky.
Right.
So they feed me. And we just had some good times, man. So I was about 9 years old when I first got, 8, 9 years old when I first got involved with Boys and Girls Clubs. Went for, gosh, felt like forever. And then as I got to high school, more sports and jobs kind of took me out of the club.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to graduate college, get a job. And I was in corporate sales and I hated it, man. I said, you know, what do I remember having fun? How can I make a difference? I was like, what about if I was like those guys at the Boys and Girls Club, man? Sitting out with kids that just needed someone to listen to, someone to talk with, right? Uh-huh. And so I left my corporate business job and took like 50% reduction in salary to go work at Boys and Girls Clubs. And this was 2008, man.
Oh, okay. That's amazing, man. So you took the... So the money wasn't everything, like, because... So you said you weren't happy when you was making...
I was making good money. I was young, single, no kids. I was making good money, could travel whenever I wanted, do whatever I wanted. But when I got to work every day, I was just like, I got to do this again, mm-hmm. right? Now I get to go to work and be like, I'm privileged I get to do this again, right? Mm-hmm. This is an honor to properly resource the young people in Louisville mm-hmm. to make sure they have everything they need.
Now, that's what's up, man. That's amazing. You say you went to college. What college did you graduate from?
Yeah, I went to St. Joseph's College, a small Division II college in Rensselaer, Indiana. Small, mm-hmm. like 1,000-person college, man. It was tiny.
Did Jamar Nelson go there? Say St. Joseph?
No. St. Joseph. That's PA. St. Joseph, okay. PA. Uh-huh. I went in Indiana, a small D2 school, man. And that was a good time. And I mean, I could have went to Purdue, IU, being an Indiana guy. But I would have failed out, man. There was no accountability. The school I went to was small enough to where your teachers, if you were failing or you know, were struggling, like they could pull you aside and help you out. And I really needed that accountability at that time in my life.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So you say, we was talking, you said you were a Tennessee Volunteers fan.
Yes, sir. Go Vols, baby.
But you live in Louisville, but you was born in Indiana. So how did you become a Vols fan?
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. So... love sports my whole life, man. And, right before my senior year of high school, my mom passed away, unfortunately. And I was sent to go live with my aunt and uncle who lived in Tennessee. And, they kind of felt a little bad for me. And like, we're going to take you to this college football game. And again, growing up in Northwest Indiana, the biggest college football you had was Notre Dame, which is massive, mm-hmm. but too expensive and too far to get to where we lived. And so I was like, okay, we're just going to go to this football game. I'm sure it's going to be like a high school football game. And you walk in the Neyland Stadium, man, 104,000 people going absolutely nuts, mm-hmm. wearing this brightest orange you've ever seen. And I'm like, I kind of like these crazy folks, man. I can get behind this. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, man, I've been hooked. I've been a Tennessee fan the rest of that time. So my daughter can sing Rocky Top. She's 4. Mm-hmm. She can give you all the Vol hand signals. She can identify Tennessee from a mile away.
That's what's up, man.
So, yeah. Awesome. Super excited for that.
And it's funny, like, how we go back and how we picked our favorite sports teams, because I got the Packers, like, and it was like, for Christmas, my daddy bought me a Madden 64, and John Madden was on. Brett Favre might have been on it, but I turned it on, and he was like, Brett Favre was like the first person, yep, you know what I mean? He was in the Green Bay, and I just been a Packers fan ever since. This was 95, 96, so that's how I became a Packers fan. But I'm a diehard Louisville fan. So is Louisville your second team? You say you bonded over the hate of UK, so is Louisville your second favorite team?
I would tell you, we go and support the Card Athletics as much as we can. Uh-huh. Just this year, I've been to women's basketball, men's basketball, volleyball, football. We've even done some of last year. We did a soccer game. We did a lacrosse, man. I mean, we're big.
What do you mean by we did? Like, what do you mean?
We went. My family. Oh, okay. My family and I. Like, we went. Mm-hmm. We went to those. Support Louis City Soccer pretty heavily as well.
That's a nice day.
Get out and watch those games. My daughter loves that. Mm-hmm. We try to do as much as we can in the city of Louisville, man, to support the city. The city does enough to support us here at the Boys and Girls Club, so we feel like we got to be giving back too, man.
Now, that's amazing. So you said you got a main event. You are now. I ran into you at Dillard's Out the Dark, and he told me, "Man, you can't tell nobody this, man." And it came into fruition, man. So how does it feel being able to work with Allen Iverson in your upcoming event?
Yeah, man, the 2025 Great Futures Sneaker Ball, man, is going to be unreal. March 22nd, 2025 at the Norton Healthcare Sports and Learning Complex in the West End. And we're bringing in AI, man, the answer. Mm-hmm. We do this event every year. This is our third year now. Our first year we had Coach Prime.
Yeah.
And it was before we got him signed before he went to Colorado. So yeah. So we were excited when he went to Colorado because that just elevated the experience. And then last year we had all pro running back, all time leading rusher Emmitt Smith in from the Cowboys. And he did a great job for our event. This event, when we were talking about who we wanted to come into Louisville, we said, man, well, one, we've had two football players already. And Louisville is one heck of a basketball city.
It is.
Right. We love our basketball here in Louisville. And we said, how can we blend our love for basketball and our love for Boys and Girls Clubs? And so we were looking at all of our opportunities. And I told my boss, I said, what about Allen Iverson?
Mm-hmm.
And my boss said, you know what? That could work. But we all got nervous. So Allen Iverson was just inducted into the National Boys and Girls Club Hall of Fame. And he didn't show up for the ceremony because he had conflicting issues.
Yeah.
And so we were like, man, is he going to show up for our event? And so we were a little hesitant, but we reached out to his people, and he was like, yeah, man, I would love to do something like that, be able to come, hype up your event, make your event great, but also tell the story of the Boys and Girls Club mm-hmm. and the impact that it made on him and hopes that he'll raise money for the city of Louisville so we can do great things here as well.
That's amazing. So is it a sneaker ball? Is it open to, what's the age limit?
So it's open to the public. It's a public event. Go to our website at www.bgcky.org. You can jump on there, click on sneaker ball. All the ticket table options are on there to come and hang out. Make sure you look at your table options, get your VIP, because that's the way you get to actually meet and take your picture with Allen Iverson,
mm-hmm.
right, as being a VIP. You can get an individual ticket, but that doesn't give you the opportunity to go meet Allen. So make sure you pick the right selection there. But it's a great opportunity for us to have, 800 to 1,000 people come and really uplift our mission and raise money to do the great things that we do, right? We do a lot of fundraising in Boys and Girls Clubs, and it's great because everyone wants to see the kid STEM. I'll fundraise your STEM program and buy you 3D printers, but no one really wants to help when the air conditioning goes out, right?
All right.
So we got to do events like this and fundraise with individuals to make sure that we're able to take care of all the things that we need to take care of so our young people can do the great things that they're doing inside the clubs.
Now, that's amazing. And you also, you mentioned that I told you I grew up in the park and grew up in the club, and you said it's like a whole different, you say it's just...
Oh, you wouldn't recognize it.
Oh, really?
You wouldn't recognize it.
Uh-huh.
We were very fortunate here. There was some COVID money through the state and things like that, where the Boys and Girls Clubs in all of Kentucky, so there are 10 organizations, each organization, Paducah, Bowling Green, Owensboro, us, everywhere, got $1 million each,
mm-hmm.
but only to fix our clubs. They really wanted to be intentional about making sure our infrastructure was up to par. And so we went ahead and we just gave a big facelift to all of our clubs. But Parkland was the one, you said you know Parkland, mm-hmm. was the one that needed it the most, man.
Yeah.
And so we went there in 32nd and Greenwood, said this is where we're going to invest. We're going to invest heavy and hard. And that place is a destination place right now. The only golf simulator in West Louisville is at the Parkland Boys and Girls Club.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
So thanks uh-huh. to the Justin Thomas Foundation,
uh-huh.
we have a golf simulator in there teaching the young people that we serve the game of golf, man. And again, teen center space, the gym is nice and fresh, new cafeteria to feed our kids,
yeah.
learning center that's got all the bells and whistles in there with an interactive teaching screen so we can make sure that our young people who are being served at the Boys and Girls Club have all the same amenities that any kid in the after school program is going to have no matter what the cost of the program is.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. The link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
That's what's up. Do they still got the blue floor, the blue... with the hardwood, they still got the blue light.
No, so we got that sport court now. So it's got the design around it, and it's got the kind of the... funky looking wood on the gym floor, man.
Oh, okay. That's
so
amazing,
yeah, the kids love it. We did a team basketball league. We brought that back last year.
Uh-huh.
And so we got jerseys specifically for Parkland, Shawnee, California, Newburgh. And every Saturday we met up and they all played each other, man. And it was so cool to watch our kids represent Shawnee, California, Parkland, and Newburgh, man.
I ain't know nothing about this.
Yeah,
so this is see, y'all do this every year?
So every year, brand new jersey and their camo jersey, uh-huh. too. So they say Parkland has got the Boys and Girls Club, this logo on here, but it says Parkland across or California or whatnot,
yeah.
And they all got to pick their own color scheme, but it's the same jersey with the different color variations, man.
Uh-huh.
And they love getting in and having that fun competition with each other.
That's amazing, dude. If you ever need a referee for that event, you holler at me. I referee.
We're gonna take you up on that.
I do it all on the site, everything. Referee, gamble, dibble, deal cards. So, where do you see the future? Where's the future for the Boys and Girls Club? Where would you like to see it at? In maybe a couple of years.
Future is bright, man. I know we're always in talks with new partnerships and strategic initiatives to just serve more kids more often in the city of Louisville. You know, you and I both know the city of Louisville, we've got a youth violence problem.
It is.
Like we're not hiding that from anybody, man. Mm-hmm. And our job is to say, how can we serve more people more often to curb that youth violence issue,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're doing things that are off the charts for our young people. Over spring break, we took 40 kids on HBCU tours down in Atlanta.
That's amazing,
right? Uh-huh. We took another 20 kids to the Keystone Conference, which is like our student government,
mm-hmm.
and the Boys and Girls Club's version of student government, our teen leadership program. We took them to Atlanta so they can be with like 3,000 other teenagers, right, from across the country and the world. Because, we have Boys and Girls Clubs in, like, Italy, Germany on military bases. So our kids are interacting with these Hold kids. On. Yeah.
You got Boys and Girls Club on military bases?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so every military installation has a Boys and Girls Club on it, which is really cool.
I didn't know that.
So Fort Knox, Fort Campbell, right here in our mm-hmm. backyards, they have a Boys and Girls Club. We see them all the time because they're within the state of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool that our kids were able to go to Atlanta, go to this Keystone Conference, interact with kids from all over the country, all over the world, and work on service projects together. So they put together over 300 wheelchairs that went back to a nonprofit right there in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Right. So our kids uh-huh. are working on a giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really want to instill. When we get them young, it's all about getting them in, helping them make the right decisions. You know, use your manners, all the fun stuff, the golden rule, treat people the way you want to be treated. As they get older, it's like, what impact can you make? What impact do you want to make?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we help you do that? Right. I always tell people it's our job to give Picasso the paintbrush for the first time.
Right.
You know, when Picasso uh-huh. laid that first stroke of paint down, something just lit a fire in Picasso where that's all he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As our job to do that for the kids that we're serving. So whatever that is, it could be the basketball court, could be in the STEM lab where they design something cool on a 3D printer and they see their design for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They just know, bam, that's what I want to do, right? Or in a leadership opportunity where they're the president of our Keystone Club and they're leading this initiative and they do a cool community project and they see the benefits of that community project, whether it's a food drive, whether it's a clothing drive, could be a dog food drive for the Humane Society, whatever it is, and they see, I can make a difference. That can be their fire. It's different for every kid. But the Boys and Girls Club is there to light that fire for every kid and then fuel it, right?
Right.
We can't just light it, man.
Yeah, keep it going.
We got to fuel it and keep it going, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Because the more we fuel it, the less they'll be on the streets.
Right. And that's what it is. A busy, you got to stay busy. Like, yep. I'm idle time and... I am saying the internet is a bad thing, but the internet can be a real bad thing, especially if it's unsupervised. Well, you know, a lot of parents say, oh, my kid's an angel, but you got to check that online profile. You got to check that Instagram.
And the Finstas, right? The fake Instas now, that's a thing, right? It's called a Finsta. It's a fake Insta, man. The kids, they go and create a fake Instagram.
Okay.
And then they switch over to the real Instagram when they get home, but at school they're on their Finsta.
Whoa.
It's a whole thing, man. When dealing with kids, you get to see all the insights about all this stuff going on, man.
Hold on. So you're saying they actually got like a dummy account?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. I didn't know this is, you know.
Yeah, my Instagram is probably like Ruben. You go to Big Rube, might be my Finsta, right? But all my friends know my Finsta.
Yeah.
But my parents see my Instagram, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense now. It all clicks. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is, man.
It's kind of crazy. So, and as our kids get older, we talk to them at the club, is anything you post online, man, is forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like think you could take it off or not, it's out there. Once you put it out there, you cannot take it back.
Nice.
You know, and making sure that they make smart decisions. Because we live in a digital age, man. We want them to be able to use it properly. And so we do some digital inclusion technology education. We also do e-gaming. So we do some e-gaming mm-hmm. programs. We're hoping to get involved with the state e-gaming program here soon. But we want them to come in and play the games just like they see on TV, man. Mm-hmm. They're seeing these folks play games, but in a positive environment, right?
Right.
Because sometimes they see it in so negative and people are talking trash to them and all that. We eliminate all that headache and just let them focus on playing the games because they're going to play them anyways at home.
Right.
Right. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give them a good venue to play it in, a safe venue to play it in. And then, you know, of course, playing Fortnite, like, killing's not real. Like, this is a video game.
Right.
Like, you're not going to go do this when you get home.
It was a study done, and all people, like you say, people, it was like a little myth, like, if violent video games, but mm-hmm. that don't correlate to real violence.
No, I mean, the real violence happens, like you said, when people have idle times, idle minds, and mm-hmm. they don't have great role models around leading them in the right direction. They just got bad influences around. And I always say there's no bad kids, there's just bad decisions.
Right.
Right. Because all of our kids are just trying to find themselves, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making decisions to get there. And
right.
So that's why the Boys and Girls Club is so important. And I'll tell you a funny story. And you're being a basketball guy, you'll get this. But I suck at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the worst basketball player you'll ever see in your life.
Right.
I played 2 years of basketball, man. I played at Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
My fourth grade year, I got on the team. I got the number 15 jersey because there was only 15 jerseys. I was last.
Uh-huh.
I sat on the end of the bench. I go in at the garbage time. Whenever they pass me the ball, man, I'm just chucking it. No matter where I am on the court, I'm just chucking it. I suck. And so, like, even when I go into game number 14, I'm like, oh, man. But like, dude, you're 14, I'm 15. Like, you're not that much better than me. We stick together.
Right.
And so my fourth grade year, I scored 2 points. My fifth grade year, I go back out. Same thing. I still suck. Coach still lets me play. He said, Ruben, as long as you come to practice, as long as you have a good attitude, you're going to be part of the team no matter what. The confidence that gave me, man, going into middle school in sixth grade for basketball tryouts. I'm like, I'm big dude on campus. I played 2 years of Boys and Girls Club ball. They ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
When I was the first person cut within the first 30 minutes of practice, I was the only one cut on day one. That's bad I suck.
Yeah.
But the confidence I had from the club to go and do, and that's what we need all of our young people to experience is that positive confidence to go and do the positive things.
Yeah, man. You got to, like you said, drilling them early. Like, you can do anything. You can run through a brick wall. Like, you got to build that confidence up. But I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Did you ever, as a youngin', like, because you mentioned esports, did you ever see video games getting this? Because when he was younger, they should tell us, oh, if you play video games all day, you'll be a loser. They making millions of dollars now. They the cool kids. You know what I mean? Streamers and video games. You know what I mean? They are making a killing.
And not only that, you know, there's 6 universities in the state of Kentucky that will give you partial scholarships to college if you join their esports team.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I know about the streaming and stuff. So they got actual scholarships and
they're building esports arena on colleges like Michigan, University of Evansville, just in Evansville, Indiana. They're building one as well, like where they've got a player's lounge.
Yeah,
and that's their court.
Uh huh.
Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's coming.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah. So no, I didn't. I always knew video games would be big for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we grew up in the digital era, right? I mean, I was born in 84. I mean, you grew up in the Nintendo. You grew up with Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
You grew up with all of that, right? Duck Hunt, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as it evolved, it just got better. And of course, it was the one thing video games is really good at is the bright colors and all the great things. Getting your attention, right? And kids become so good with that hand-eye coordination. The military now looks for kids who are so good at these games because they're the ones now flying the drones and all the things for the military.
Wow.
So you think about all these kids that can build in Fortnite real fast and do all these things, and they just got to, they're just here and they're just going, right?
Yeah.
And they just see it, they're just, no words, they're just going. They're looking for these folks to come in and fly these drones. You know, they're sitting in a desert somewhere in Arizona, and they're flying a drone over in the Middle East.
Right.
And they need someone to be there to think fast on their feet. They see an object coming, how to make these moves. That's real life application for video games immediately. Right. The military looks for that.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Right. Then you start talking about the digital art side.
Yeah.
We've got some creative kids, man. Our kids are so creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can draw. Their imagination runs wild with, what if this video game did this instead? So we're talking a whole idea of like video game designers,
and
digital graphers, coding, all that. So it takes it not just to the playing aspect, but to that next level of what are the real life skills that a young person can do to build their own video game, make this a career for themselves. Our thing at the Boys and Girls Clubs, how do we make them future ready? And everything that they do, they got to be future ready. So we actually are doing a program now with the transfer of virtual reality, where they took the Oculus sets and they put in virtual job shadowing. So I can do a digital virtual mechanical oil change with the headset. I can run a nurse mock code in the hospital on the headset. I can weld digital virtually on the headset.
And
let me try all this out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right? Before I like it or not, right? Because it may be like, man, this is really cool. Let me go to a welding shop and see what this is like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
If I do the automotive one where I'm doing the oil changes and the tire rotations, let me go to an automotive shop. Maybe I want to work on cars.
And what program is this?
It's called Transfer VR. It's the Meta Oculus headsets, but it's proprietary software. And it will track how well they do on each session. So we know where kids succeed or not. We know they're really good with their hands doing these things, and they may not be as good in the office setting or over here in the medical setting, but they're really good in welding and automotive. We now can help shape a kid, say, hey, your scores are telling us you're doing really good in this area. Now let's go and find you a potential job in that area.
Ah, that's amazing right there. I'm going to check that out. Technology has came so far, like, And like you say, like it's so many different ways that young children can go. Mm-hmm. What if you, speaking to the youth, like where would you say, what would you advise, career path would you give to a youth just trying to find his way out here?
Oh man, so that's tough because the Boys and Girls Club is all about identifying that individual career path for that kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell any kid that I meet, explore.
Right.
Explore. Try stuff out. Don't be afraid to fail. Right? You may not like something, and that's okay. Find something you do like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in an age of instant gratification where a kid, they want to be perfect. They want to be perfect now without any sort of practice. Right? And so if they're not good at it, they don't want to do it anymore. So try it. It's okay to fail. Try again. Try something different. There's something out there for everybody.
Right. And it's like you say, instant gratification mm-hmm. is like, that's not really real. You know, you want something that comes quick. You want something that at grind, like they afraid of the grind. Ain't no cheating the grind. Like you gotta
see, they don't see the grind,
right?
They see these YouTube stars and mm-hmm. all these TikTok folks, and they think that person just got famous overnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we look at someone like Jake and Logan Paul. You know, they were doing stupid videos, 10 years ago,
right? They were.
Right, and now they're doing amazingly great content and fights and all this stuff, building their brand like crazy. But they didn't see the grind 10 years. I mean, they probably tried to quit a few times,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't see that. They just see the instant. Like everyone's so great on social media. And it's like, yeah, but for that one person, there's 100,000 that aren't succeeding.
Exactly.
They got to go do something else. You know, we've all got to have day jobs to do mm-hmm. something that we love, right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you this. Would you say it starts at home? Can you tell the difference? Like some kids have structure at home and discipline, and some could you, is it blurring? Yeah. Like, you know, is it like.
That's a tough question too, because I think it depends on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see kids from all. I mean, again, I've been at this now for almost 15 years, and I've seen kids from the backgrounds where they're living in government housing, no food, and they are the most respectful kids that listen, right? Mm-hmm. And then I've seen it where they come from a well respectful background to parents who are working at home, and their kid wants to cause ruckus. I've seen it all variations from there and in between. I say it comes down to the kid. Right. And of course, the environment's going to play a factor. But you can tell if there's a kid that understands that environment that they're in is not right. They're going to seek a way out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really comes down to the kid. Statistics tell us, though, if two parents working at home involved in the kid's life, the kid's got a better chance of going to college, graduating, getting a higher paying job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Staying unincarcerated in the whole nine yards. That's what statistics tell us. But man, I will tell you, some of the brightest minds I've ever met and some of the most respectful kids have come from homes you walk in and you're just like, how is this kid doing this every day?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the parents are just like, if we didn't have you guys, man, who's going to teach him how to be a man? Who's going to teach her how to be a young lady? Like
mm-hmm.
we're working all the time, like single parent household, or it's a grandparent raising them. Right.
Right.
And that's real life for a lot of kids here in Louisville too.
Yeah. I grew up with my granny,
you know, and, mm-hmm. and our job at the Boys and Girls Club is not expect anything out of a kid when they walk through the door. We offer love and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we're fair, firm, and consistent, man. Right.
Right.
And we understand kids are going to have bad days. It's okay to have bad days.
It is.
Like as an adult, like, listen, folks, as an adult, I have bad days.
I have.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. And we have to let our kids know it's okay to have bad days. It's how you rebound.
Right.
That's what speaks to your character.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes not even a bad day. It's like maybe a bad 5 or 10 minutes after that day. You know, and like the last maybe about 3 or 4 days with me has been kind of rough. But like you said, you still got to, you know, put that smile on. You still got to keep going. Like, that's my message to you. Keep going. Like, life keeps going. And time waits for no man. Like, keep going. It don't ain't about how you fall. It's about how you get up. Fall down eight times, get up nine. That's life. It's peaks and valleys. And
it's going to be that. It's going to be that way your whole life. I mean, we work with kids. This ain't going to be the only time you're going to have a talk about you broke the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're seven, you're going to have this talk probably 4 more times this year.
Right.
And then as you get older, you're going to have it again still. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't expect kids to be perfect. There's no perfect kid. The only perfect kid is the one that keeps coming back.
Right. So if somebody wanted to get involved with the Boys and Girls Club, speaking from like a sponsor or a donor, like how would they get in touch with you? How would they get in touch with us?
Yeah. I mean, jump onto our website. You can email me directly. I'm on the website there. I'd love to sit down and talk with you and really match up, if you're a donor or a sponsor, your passion for what we do in Boys and Girls Clubs, for what your donation will go to, right? Mm-hmm. We always want to make sure that our relationship with our donors is a true relationship, and it's a relationship, not a transaction.
Right.
We don't want it to just be money in. We want there to be true relationship with wherever they're going. And we'd love to have you. We got sponsorships available right now for our 2025 Great Future Sneaker Bowl. Mm-hmm. That did sell out last year. It's crazy. It's a great night to see what we do at the club. You know, you'll come in. Yeah. It's think of it as prom dress.
Yeah.
With the coolest sneakers you can find, right? So you're in a suit with sneakers. Uh-huh. You're in a suit, vest, sneakers. Girl, our young ladies are in dresses and all these fancy things, but they got the coolest sneakers on. I've seen lots of Off-Whites, a lot of Jordan products, things like that. People come in. Definitely a lot of StockX tags. People going online, finding the coolest shoes they can. And it's time to join us in celebrating the amazing things that we're doing at the Boys and Girls Clubs. You'll get to obviously hear from Allen Iverson and what the club meant to him. But you'll also hear our Youth of the Year speak, which is kind of like our Student of the Year. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell their message on why the club's important to them and what their future for themselves are and what they hope the young people of America get out of them being Youth of the Year. Like, how can they help make a transformational change for their generation?
So this Youth of the Year, is it just like a Kentucky, a city, other city?
Oh, man, this is a huge national program.
Really?
So the Youth of the Year program is Boys and Girls Clubs of America's youth premier youth development program in leadership. Mm-hmm. And so think of it, like I said, like Student of the Year. But these young people have to go through multiple steps to get there. So we do workshops with our candidates where we're talking to them about building their resume. They have to learn how to shake hands, look you in the eye. Mm-hmm. They have to give their elevator pitch, tell you their name, why they should be Youth of the Year. All the things that you'd expect them to be when they're job ready, they're learning through this program, right? And so then once we're done with this program, they have to complete their application. Their application comes with 3 essays. They got to get letters of recommendations from teachers, coaches, principals, et cetera. We got to have a copy of their grades. Again, we have their resume. And again, they have to also do a speech. So their speech is no more than 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. We want it to be right at that 2 minute and 45 second, 2 minute, 55 second mark. And they go in front of a panel of judges. Uh-huh. They give their speech and then they sit down and the panel of judges ask them a bunch of questions. And they're judged on their speech, their writing content, their letters of recommendation, their grades, et cetera. And then we get one person in Louisville to be the Louisville Youth of the Year. Mm-hmm. Then they go on to the state competition and they get to vow to be the Kentucky Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year.
Ah, okay.
Then they go to the regional competition, 13 states in the Midwest region, to be the Midwest Regional Youth of the Year. Uh-huh. And then eventually end up at the National Youth of the Year, where they're going to be National Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year.
So the national, is it the national program? Is that still, is that tied in with the sneaker playing?
No, this is completely separate. So Boys and Girls Clubs of Kentucky, and we're like a franchise here. Mm-hmm. We're a federated model. So we're our own entity. Boys and Girls Clubs of America is kind of our parent company. They provide a ton of support, curriculum and all of that, and also this supporting this program. And so when you become Youth of the Year here in Louisville, you give your speech, you do all that. We have a celebration. You get a scholarship. You win the state level, you get more scholarship money. Mm-hmm. You win the regional level, you get more scholarship money.
Okay.
You win the national level, the National Youth of the Year gets a massive scholarship and a brand new Toyota.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah. And the scholarships, you can take it anywhere. You can
scholarships that we're giving to kids are for them to take to their universities, their colleges and or trade schools. So they want to go to Barber College. They want to go to get their CDL welding certification. That's for them. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not tied to a university.
Oh, that's amazing right there.
Yeah.
And trade schools is a viable option. Like I love
100%.
I love people, you know, when the youth is talking, I'm going to get my CDL, like you say, welding. There's so many, and the debt ratio is more, unless you get a scholarship, you know, but that debt ratio for compared to college and trade school is like night and day, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, we talk to our kids about that all the time. You know, we want to steer kids in multiple paths, right? You have your traditional college. Right, your 4-year, go to U of L, go to UK, do your thing. Mm-hmm. We got your 2-year school, JCTC, right? Go there, get a certification, get right into the workforce, right? Trade schools, welding, all of that, CDLs. Military is an option, right? You go to serve our country in the military, but you also go to like the Peace Corps, Volunteer Corps, serve some time. Mm-hmm. I used to always say the fourth option of playing Fortnite in your parents' basement wasn't an option, but now it is because now they can make really good money playing Fortnite and
that's crazy. And
being in e-games. Mm-hmm. But we want to prepare our kids for whatever path they want to take so they're future ready, right? So when they come to the Boys and Girls Clubs, we're having all these talks with them and we're taking them to different places. Like I said, we've done the college tours. We've done all of that. We also had the Independent Electrical Contractors Association here in Louisville, and they work with all the non-union electricians, and they have a school at their place. And they said, you know what, during fall break, why don't you bring your kids here and let us do a mini camp with them? So we took our kids there.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see what being learning how to be an electrician is like.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Work with your hands, right?
That's dope.
And we had two kids that were really excited about that opportunity that are continuing to follow up to see what that potential could be like for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can start getting your electrical license at 16.
Right.
Go to night school there. And then by the time you graduate high school, you're licensed and ready to go. And I think the school costs $100.
That's amazing.
Right? So you're talking $100 debt.
Yeah.
You're able to turn around and you start making $20, $25 an hour as an apprentice, journeyman electrician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're making more on top of that once you become non-apprentice, right? So
right. There's
some really cool opportunities here in Louisville for our kids to be a part of. We're working right now with the University of Louisville and the Robotics Center to take our kids over there to see the Robotics Center.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do a lot of 3D printing and things like that, drones. You know, kids fly them. They don't design them or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the University of Louisville, they're designing these things, right?
Yeah.
And they're creating autonomous drones, autonomous cars. They've got a guy that will have a conversation with you that looks real, but it's not real. It's a mannequin, right? They're doing some really cool stuff. Oh, they're doing really amazing stuff at the Tommy Rochel, who's over there, they're doing amazing things. And we want our kids to see that because it's right around the corner, right? They can stay home, get great education here in Louisville, whether it be at University of Louisville, any of our other colleges, and do some amazing things right here in their own backyard, and they can do it without a lot of debt.
Exactly, like that's the key right there. Right. So you said they got a robot talking.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would never think he's a robot, huh?
When you first walk in and you see him, I mean, you it's creepy.
Uh-huh.
The closer you get, you can kind of start seeing some of the details, and the back of his head has all the wires and stuff.
Yeah.
But the further away you are, the creepier it is, man. But they're doing great work over there. They've got a robot that works with autistic kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, autistic kids are tough with showing feelings and whatnot. And so, but they do really good with video games and technology. And so they created a robot to work with a kid to talk about feelings and all of that. Just amazing work. We want our kids to be a part of some of that groundbreaking technology.
Really, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And a robot specializing in all, that's dope right there.
They're, like I said, they're doing amazing things, not just, again, at a robotics school like Louisville. But again, JCTC's got some great certification programs.
Mm-hmm.
All the great things that our kids can do is right here in Louisville. And we just want to expose them to that. We took our kids to Nashville over spring break, and they got to visit a couple schools, Tennessee State. They got to go to the African American Music Museum.
That's dope. Right? I went down there. Yeah, I was down there. Yeah, that's a good museum right there.
Yeah, man. And just so that way they can see that anything that's for them is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We want all of our kids, no matter their background, to see that no matter where you come from, you can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, man, it's dope right there.
I mean, we've taken kids to Frankfurt to talk to the governor.
Yeah.
Talk to our local legislators. We've flown kids out with us to D.C. to talk to our Congress folks.
Oh, really?
Right. And, and we want our kids to feel comfortable and confident to have these conversations with leaders, because at some point our kids are going to be the next generation of leaders for the city of Louisville.
Right. Like you said, and I hate when people say there's no hope for the youth. It's hope. No, these young guys are lost. That's the future right there, buddy.
It's our future, man.
That's the future. Whatever. Doctors, lawyers, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Criminal. You know, that's the future,
I mean,
man. You know,
I would love in a perfect world.
Yeah.
To work myself out of a job.
Yeah.
Right. Where these programs weren't needed.
Right.
It's not the case. There's many programs like ours around the city. Many Boys and Girls Clubs, over 5,000 Boys and Girls Clubs around the country,
mm-hmm.
and on military bases, that are doing amazing work with young people to ensure that they have a bright future,
right?
That they have every opportunity for them at low to no cost, right? We start talking about program costs, and people go to these after-school programs, and it's $75 a week, $100 a week.
That's crazy.
Ours is $100 for the school year, and if you can't afford that, come talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job to go find it.
Okay. Right?
If you can't find that money, come and talk to us.
All right.
We don't want any kid to be left out of our building, mm-hmm. because they can't afford $100.
So it's $100 for the school year. How much is it for the summer?
Like? Another $100.
Okay.
But we're open in this. We're open in the summer for 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Breakfast served, lunch served, and snack served.
can't beat that.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going to find? Right. I mean, and again, it's not about the money for us from in terms of collecting that money for our fees. That goes back to just help a little bit. But it makes the events like the Great Future Sneaker Ball with Allen Iverson so important. Right. Because all that funding goes back to help us keep our fees low for our kids. Mm-hmm. To make sure that if there's a kid that can't afford it, we've got that money stocked ready for that kid to go, right?
Right.
We're covering that cost for that family. Because we don't want that cost to be a burden to any family. And we know there are multiple families that got, you know, they may have 3-4 kids. Right. So they may be able to pay for one, but not 2, 3, 4. We got you. We got you. The Boys and Girls Club, we got you.
4 kids, $75 a week. Well, that's what, 300. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's, I'm telling you what, I mean, we just talked on the way up, mm-hmm. putting my kids in daycare. I can't wait till my kid is club age because she's going to the club. Uh-huh. Amelia, you're going to the club. So sorry, sweetheart. Because one, it's an important program for all young people to be involved with. But two, it's for us as parents, it's affordable and we know they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
We know our kids, when they walk through those doors, are going to be caring adult professionals who are going to take the time to know their name, know what's going on in their life, and make sure that they're okay. And that's what it's about.
Safety first, man. It's about
absolutely.
And that's what it, you know, it's dope, man. A good, safe environment, learning environment, a positive environment for kids to come to be kids,
absolutely.
Man. And is there anything you want to say before you get out of here? Where can they find you at?
I mean, definitely jump on our website, www.bgcky.org. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the platforms we're on there as well. And again, our big push right now, we got two things. One, would love to have you guys come and be our guest on Tuesday. We've got an event called Barrels of Hope, mm-hmm. in conjunction with the Louisville Thoroughbred Society.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been up to Louisville Thoroughbred Society yet. You need to come check it out Tuesday night. They're doing a thing called Barrels of Hope where they're having 5 charities, nonprofits come up and set up a design barrel and people can give and all of that. But just a night to blow up Boys and Girls Club, all the amazing things we're doing. We're telling them we're blue. We're going to turn Louisville Thoroughbred Society blue,
uh-huh.
and just have a great time supporting Boys and Girls Clubs.
And where is this at?
That's going to be at Louisville Thoroughbred Society.
Uh-huh.
Again, that's on downtown there. It's okay. It's a private event space, cigar, bourbon, private place. Mm-hmm. But they're opening to the public this night. So if you want to come and check it out,
yeah.
They've got a great bourbon bar, great cigar options, and they're letting all their members come and learn about these nonprofits and then support us as well, which is really cool.
I might slide and have me a cigar.
So we'll be there from 5 to 8
mm-hmm.
At their Louisville Thoroughbred Society on Tuesday. And then really, again, Great Future Sneaker Ball with Allen Iverson. Excited to sell out the Norton Healthcare Sports and Learning Center again down there on Muhammad Ali Drive in West Louisville, and bringing people together to learn about the club, hear amazing message from Allen Iverson about what the club meant to him and how it helped him grow up and become who he is. You know, hopefully we get the answer about practice, man. Hopefully we get the answer about practice.
That whole interview was taken out of context, man. But that was a good joke, man. So can I wear Nikes to the thing? Is it Reebok only?
No, it's any shoe, man. Uh-huh. I had some. I'm Puerto Rican, so I found some really cool Puerto Rico Frost Nike made. It was like an orange yellow edition last year, man. I rock those. So
okay.
It's really whatever you feel like is your vibe, matching your shirt and your pocket square to your shoes.
Yeah.
Maybe your belt to your shoes. I've seen it all, man. So it's just come out, have a great vibe, enjoy a good meal, a good interview with Allen Iverson. We always got great things in the auction. So there'll be Allen Iverson jerseys, balls, pictures, all stuff for auction. Mm-hmm. If you're an Allen Iverson fan or a basketball fan, we'll have bourbons, of course. We're bourbon country.
Yeah.
We'll have some exclusive bourbons to raffle off as well. Last year, we auctioned off some great opportunities for trips to Portugal, Belize, all these different places, man. So those will be on the docket again for our guest.
Oh, okay. That's amazing right there, man. I'm definitely coming to that Iverson event. And I'm definitely going to be at that Bourbons event, man. But it was good talking to you, man. I appreciate good conversation, good vibe. Before you get out of here, man, the Big and Lazy Podcast, man, follow us on everything. Go to our website, go to our subscription service. We on YouTube. There it is. Everything. We need you to support. We looking for sponsors. If you're looking to get a podcast started, holler at my producer, B. Haywood, at Confirmed Multimedia. You can get his personal page. My personal page is _BFINES. You want to shout out to show? So you want to?
Yeah, just jump Boys and Girls Club, BGCKY, man.
Okay.
Find us on all the platforms.
And we're going to end it just like that.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Mm-hmm.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.